Yeah, I think partnerships are definitely, definitely a very important way of building out projects. I mean, they're also looking at the competitive landscape. Sometimes people, something that projects will do is a cheap grab to expose a bit of audience. So we're really focusing on having strongly founded and maintained partnerships, right through from with our content creators, but also industry bodies. We're working with Pineapple Support. Who are basically an industry body within the adult industry that provides support to sex workers and other people working within the adult industry, particularly mental health support through forums, through access to communications and a bunch of other things. So we sponsor them and we're working with them on a bunch of initiatives, which obviously we think is particularly important. We've got some tech partnerships as well, which are a little bit more basic, I guess. But in terms of each and every creator that we bring on board, we effectively look at this from a partnership perspective. Like I said, we have a weekly AMA session that we've just instigated with the content creators, where we involve them, we get them to talk to the community, meet with the community, respond to their questions. They're part of focus groups that we have on building out the platform. So by far, the most important partners that we've got are the content creators themselves. In terms of attracting content creators to the project, I think our USPs kind of do it. Right now, we're basically building out the closed beta. We've got, I think, 20 or so creators onboarded and about 400 or 500 users. We've only restricted that number as we basically build out the quality of the software, and we work through the processes and the interface and the experience, and we optimize it based on the feedback we're getting. So we're really working to improve the platform and make sure we get it working as well as we can for both users and creators before we really ramp up and bring on a whole bunch of creators. We've got hundreds and hundreds of creators who have indicated interest for the platform, and we're just going through the process now, literally this week, I think, of starting to onboard them in sort of greater numbers, ever increasing numbers as we rocket towards the end of the year. So there's no shortage of demand from content creators, and we've got no doubt that as we open up, as people interact with the platform more, we're going to see that that effect of users coming from both sides of the marketplace into the platform. So I don't think we need to, and we don't really offer them anything apart from a platform with 0% fees, where they could share the content that they want to without issue. We haven't seen any situation where we've needed to incentivize them any further, and we don't really think that's going to be the case. And can regular users do porn NFT? In terms of can regular users create content, yes, anyone can register to become a content creator. As long as you're over 18, and as long as the content that you're creating is your own content, and as long as it's legal, then anyone can come to the platform. Obviously, there is a moderation process for content that is either not your own or includes someone who is not you within the clip, which needs to be verified. And obviously, anything that is illegal as well will also be moderated and removed from the platform.